Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 sponsored by Holiday Automotive. Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold, our guest this morning. Morning, Matt.
Hey, morning.
Hey, so question for you. You ever have a ball player on the 15-day or worse because he blew up his leg water skiing, for example, asking for a friend?
Not that I can think of. I do remember, I think Sammy Sosa went on the IL several years ago because of a sneeze.
That's right.
So I've seen some strange IL placements, that's for sure.
Dudes get in trouble, though, if they do dumb stuff, right? Like in-season, even off-season, like you're paying millions of dollars for these athletes to perform, and I guess water skiing is probably on the list of things you'd rather your guys not doing.
Definitely not. No, and actually, I've seen a handful of these over the years, actually, where and I'm certainly not going to name any names, but guys will maybe fabricate a story to try to cover up something they did fairly stupid. You know, that has happened in the past, I think. So. You know, it's really risky. I mean, for those guys to do stuff like that in season, for sure.
Well, it's a good thing I don't need my leg to execute this program, right? I'm fully operational here, Eric.
So, Matt, Vince and I were discussing what needed to happen during this road trip, like what we would be excited about versus what would concern us, whether 3-3 would be okay, 2-4, obviously anything over 500 would be awesome against the Dodgers and the Rangers. Do you have a threshold that you were hoping for or still think you can get to?
No, look, I think every game at this part of the season is important. You know, I mean, and look, we played really, really well, I think, in Chicago, and then we ran into some tough luck the last couple of days. I think Hauser threw the ball pretty well overall. I think so did Miley. And they had some balls that got through, and we hit some balls hard that didn't ultimately land. So still feel good about our chance today, certainly with Corbin Burns on the mound.
Well, and then it doesn't get easier. Then you go out and play the Rangers, which I don't know. I think this is a team, Matt, actually, that has risen to its level of competition last couple of nights notwithstanding. But I think we've played better against the better teams than we have against the teams that are dogs that you expect to just rip through.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I mean, I think that the guys are ready and prepared for you know, something potentially to be playing deep into the playoffs. You know, I think that's our goal here, and ultimately to win a World Series. And so that's the expectation in our clubhouse. And, you know, when we lose games like yesterday, you know, that nobody's happy about that. And so I think that just galvanizes us all a little bit more to play a little bit better down here, down the stretch.
Speaking of down the stretch, Matt, Garrett Mitchell, I've seen him taking some swings over there in Milwaukee. What's the status on him? Could we see him later down the month of September?
Yeah, really encouraging, honestly. Like, one of the things that we thought when he first got injured in that accident when he was sliding there at third base was, you know, he was going to be out for the year. And you know, we just recently received a report that he could be trending in the right direction here and potentially available here in late September. So not sure if that's going to be fully go at this point. Again, he's got a long way to go. He's overcome a lot, but I know he's working really hard and also feeling really good. So. Certainly some encouraging signs there for Garrett Mitchell.
That would be great. Do you stay up for the late West Coast games? Do you have to watch them all, Matt?
Of course. Yeah, I'm not going to sleep.
Well, no, then we super appreciate the early wake up today, my friend. Thank you.
Always. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, Brewers and Dodgers, once again, late game tonight. 9:10 is the first pitch on the West Coast.
If he's a good hitter, why doesn't he hit good?